This is LiveWell Talk on Donate Life Awareness. I'm Dr. Dustin Arnold, Chief Medical Officer at Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital. April is National Pecan Month, but it's also National Donate Life Month. It's time to raise awareness about donation, time to educate individuals about organ donation and encourage people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors and to honor those that have saved lives through the gift of donation. Joining me to talk more about National Donate Life Month is Eric Briesmeister, Unity Point Health, Jones Regional Medical Center, CEO and Board Chair of Iowa Donate Life. Thanks, Eric, for joining me.
My pleasure, Dustin. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Tell us about the Donate Life Month and the significance of it.
Sure. So Donate Life Month started back in 2002. And, you know, really the goal of it is to really bring light and awareness about organ donation and the good that it does and hopefully inspire people to save lives by registering as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. And not just to, you know, obviously to get them to register, but then also get them to talk to their families about their wishes if they were in this situation. So, you know, because obviously the first and biggest step is registering. But then that second step can really ease the process if you have that conversation beforehand, because the time to find out that a loved one wants to donate is not when they're in that emergency room or they're in the ICU and nearing death, you know, because that's a really emotional time for the family. So the time to know that is when, you know, when like you and I were healthy and
right.
Wishes with our family.
Now you're busy running a hospital. You serve in a lot of different hats in the Unity Point Health, but also, you know, in the community. How did you get hooked up with the organization?
So, it's been quite a few years now, Dustin. A good friend of mine from Iowa State, Troy DeJody, he lost his 5-year-old and 5-month-old. And then they ended up making the decision to donate their organs. And at that time, you know, I just thought if there's anything I can do to help impact, you know, inspire people to give, it was just really, it meant a lot to me to see what organ donation meant to him and to give him some measure of solace during, you know, an incredibly, sad time for him, that he knew that although his children were gone, that they still lived on and still made a positive impact on the world. So, like I said, I just decided at that point, whatever I could do to impact that organization and make it better for Iowans, you know, to make that gift and receive that gift, that was something I would do. And from there, I just, you know, started reaching out to my contacts and tried to find out how I could help. And then there was a board slot open and I applied and was lucky enough to be accepted.
Well, qualified enough as well. Do you have any idea how many people are like waiting for organ like today?
Sure. Yeah. Too many. Nationally, around 100,000 in Iowa alone. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. And 90% of those donors are waiting for 90% of those patients are waiting for kidneys. So the need for many other organs is much smaller. Kidneys are the big need. And Iowa follows that same kind of trend. There's around 650 currently waiting. And of those, about 590 are waiting for a kidney.
And that makes sense. Kidney is the most common transplanted organ. Maybe eyes. I mean, I know we do a lot of eye donation, it seems like.
Corneas are common too, but you know, for solid organ transplants, kidneys are definitely the highest.
Yeah. Wow. And then what a just a life-saving, well, and kidney just functional capacity, letting the people not be dependent upon dialysis, which would, yeah. So my understanding is anyone can be a donor and they'll sort through which organs are acceptable. I was going to say good and bad. There's no such thing as though. So you really don't need to, if someone wants to be a donor, they don't have to self-select their organs or anything like that. That'll be handled for them. Correct.
Correct. Yeah, really. And it's a really common misconception that you can be too old, you know, into your 90s and into 100, you can still, they can still procure tissue. those kinds of things. So there's really no age limit to donation. And you're absolutely right. I mean, let the medical professionals determine the suitability. I mean, that's nothing there may be organs I can't donate, but I don't know that. And you won't know until you actually get on that operating table and they start to, you know, determine the suitability for donation. So I really leave that up to the medical professionals, but they've had people, like I say, in their 90s that have been able to make donations and impact others' lives.
Well, yeah, totally. It's I don't want to say fun. That's not the word I'm looking for. It's an interesting and rewarding process to participate in that organ procurement when we do that locally here at St. Luke's. And you're right, the families, it's so humbling how much they love their loved one that they want their gift of life to be passed on. Now, let's see here. Let's get out the driver's license. And yes, but is that the only way you can register as a donor?
No, you can actually register. Well, of course, you can register at the DMV. So when you get your driver's license, and then there's a little heart. There should be a little heart on your driver's license that indicates that you're a donor. You can go to the IDN, the Iowa Donate Life website, which they're going to include at the end of the video. So you'll be able to go there. So there's a couple different ways that you can register. It really is. It takes like 2-3 minutes max to register and get your name out there.
But additionally, like you said, having that conversation with your family so they know your wishes. Because as a physician, if the family says, hey, this is what they would want, you know, we're going to obviously listen to that, right? You know what I mean? So that, and there's a lot of things families should talk about prior to the, you know, end of life issues. You said there's no age limit to old age. What about younger age? I mean, as they do transplants in young kids as well, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There are a lot of pediatric patients that benefit from receiving an organ. And then, of course, unfortunately, if there are end of life, like my buddy whose two children passed away, they were able to donate their organs. And you know, through organ donation, you can impact up to 8 different people, if the organs are suitable. And tissue, you can, 20, 30, I mean, they're really able to reutilize those tissues in many different ways. Orthopedic surgeons use lots of different tissues to aid and heal the body. You can impact tens, upwards of almost 100 people with donation.
And it probably should address this issue. There's no expense to the family if your loved one's organs are harvested, right?
I mean, no, not at all. Absolutely not. That's a common misconception that, I'll get charged for it. No, the recipient and their insurance would get billed for that. But no, once you make the decision, the family would make that decision to donate those organs, then all the expenses after that are taken care of. It's interesting you bring that up. Some other common misconceptions, which I had really never been exposed to, is one other misconception is that if I decide to donate and they see that on my driver's license, they're not going to take care of me, right? They're just going to want to harvest my organs. I just really want to assure, and of course you can as a physician, that emergency room doc or that that intensive care unit physician, they don't look at your driver's license.
No,
they're there to focus on one thing, and that's to get you better and get you back to your family. The donation decision, that comes at the very, very end. And after they've exhausted, and then there've been multiple conversations, it's not like they decide on a whim, all of a sudden, we're going to try and donate these organs. It's very much at the end of the process.
And just from a housekeeping standpoint here at the hospital, it takes two physicians to determine someone's brain dead, that organs would be donated. So it's not like somebody can act by themselves. You have to have two physicians,
Absolutely.
There's we should just do a podcast on urban myths in medicine.
That would be
yeah, that's actually kind of, that puts a thought in my head, that We could certainly we wouldn't do it in the month of April because we don't want to interfere with National Pecan Month or National Donate Life Month. So we would find another month to do that.
But it is, and actually I'd never been exposed to it, but I was in Des Moines this week and trying to, you know, raise awareness, and the governor just passed a resolution making April, you know, Donate Life Month here in Iowa. And somebody came up to me and we said, would you like us to check your driver's license? And she said that very thing. She said, I'm an organ donor, but I don't want to put it on my driver's license, because if you drive through Chicago or New York, you're worth more to them as an organ donor than a patient. And really, like I said, nothing could be further.
Yeah. Well, Eric, this is really interesting. I really want to thank you for joining me. I think it's pretty cool. This is something that you do in addition to all your other duties. So once again, this is Eric Breesmeister, Union Point Health Jones Regional Medical Center CEO and board chair for Iowa Donate Life. Thanks for joining me today to talk about life-saving initiative. Again, anyone can learn more about organ donation at iowadonornetwork.org/register.
Thank you for listening to Live Well Talk On. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your family, friends, neighbors, strangers about our podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, be well.